Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the second hour of the Pat Miller Program on this Wednesday. A very different show today. Lots of guests in this hour, one of them being our own farm director, Rob Winters. And Rob, we've lined up a few guys to talk to here about this going on of this $600 threshold of reporting any activity in your bank account.
Yeah, you know, it started out, I was following up on a tip that I got that came across my desk, and it was all about rural banks and the impact that this would have on farmers.
Yep.
One thing led to another. I'm 2-3 days into my research on that, and lo and behold, I get a response from Todd Young's office that he's fought. Not only Todd Young, our senator, but a raft of other senators, yep, some of my favorites from other states.
Yeah, and Todd Young is kind of one of them there with the Senate Finance and Banking Committees and all the other committees there, where he's helping to lead the charge here for a little bit. He's on the Newsmaker line. We bring him up. Senator Young, good afternoon to you, sir.
Pat, great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Very nice to have you on, and I will see you again on Friday at the Republican Bean Dinner. But I didn't want to let this go on too long. What is it where the Democrats feel like they need to know, and the IRS needs to know, every time somebody does a transaction of $600 or higher? We already have to report what? Every transaction over $10,000. I could see for money laundering how that makes sense to me. But this $600, this isn't to catch illegals and drug trafficking and all that. This is just to find out what I'm doing with my life.
Now, liberal Democrats will tell you otherwise. They say they're trying to catch the worst tax offenders, tax cheats. But in the same breath, they tell us that the tax cheats are real high earners, very wealthy individuals. Well, here they are talking about a $600 over the course of 1 year reporting threshold. Look, if my son or daughter runs a decent lemonade stand, they're going to have to report to the IRS under this new rule.
Well, yeah, I was sitting there thinking, Senator, okay, most average people, if you get paid biweekly, okay, your biweekly deposit from your employer is going to crack $600.
That's right. I mean, this is going to set anyone. You don't even have to hit the poverty threshold, right? It's going to, any working American that has a bank account is essentially going to be reporting their net inflows and outflows in and out of their bank to the IRS. And I mean, it's a big brother invasion of privacy. Those who are most trusting of government, which is to say the far left, the collectivists, would propose such a thing. We've seen the damage that empowering the IRS with these sort of authorities creates. I mean, they politically target. This happened just several years ago. You'll remember we had cases where we had folks within the IRS that were searching keywords like Tea Party and conservative in order to go after those that they wanted to target. We recently had a situation just this year where ProPublica published private taxpayer information that appears to have originated from someone within the Internal Revenue Service. So this is not an agency that has earned the trust and support of the American people. And, we certainly don't want to be giving them more power like this.
Senator Rob Winters here. One of the you've covered a couple of things there that are, I think, are pretty important. One of them is that absolutely it gives them the power to weaponize the IRS, number one, against whoever they want. But in addition to that, I'm a little curious here because this has been tied to the $3.5 trillion spending bill. But since that is, I don't know, on hiatus or whatever the status of that is at the moment, I think still it's troubling because it indicates that regardless of whether it's in that or not, that this is their intention long term.
Well, that's right. That $3.5 trillion monstrosity is a question as to whether or not in the end that's going to pass. Is it going to pass in its current form? Is it going to get scaled down? But, every bad idea in Washington is like a zombie idea. It will pop up again. And this is just yet another area where we're going to have to remain vigilant and ensure that this doesn't find itself inserted into a 10,000-page bill. so at what, some point in the future.
So what is the status of it going forward? What's your assumption about what the next step, what next phase or whatever? Well, what should we be watching for?
Yeah, do you guys have any chance of shutting this thing down?
We do, absolutely. Look, this is not popular with the American people, as with so much of the Biden, Harris, Sanders, Pelosi agenda. So the American people are making their voices heard. Those Democrats who represent in the U.S. Senate more Republican states or battleground states are resisting this $3.5 trillion tax and spend, you know, boondoggle. And to the extent, you know, people around the country, and I know you have fans all around the country, Pat, hear about this. They need to reach out to their representatives. They need to reach out to their senators and indicate that they won't put up with this. And trust me, elected officials listen to their constituents. They must in the end because they're their customers.
Exactly. Well, Senator, please keep us informed of this. Reach out to us if you hear anything going on with this. You got some good support. You got John Thune and Crapo and Toomey and Barrasso. You got a whole raft of people behind you on this. So reach out to us. Let us know. We got to take a break, and we're going to continue to talk about this. So thanks for joining us today, Senator Young.
Thank you, my friends.
Yep, and we will be back straight ahead. A banker friend is coming up right after this break. A banker friend. I didn't know I had one. We'll be back straight ahead. This is Pat Miller with Rob Winters today on Wobo 1190 AM 107.5 FM. Hey, welcome back. It is the Pat Miller Program here on this Tuesday, kind of a special one. Our next guest is up with us as we're talking about this $600 dumb idea. Kent Lichty is the president and CEO of First Bank of Bern, a terrific organization, by the way. Kent, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you, Pat. Good to be here.
Good to have you. You know, Rob's here with us, and I'm going to let Rob ask a few questions here. He is really tuned into this, and you guys, you know each other, talk quite a bit. Rob?
Kent, good to have you on the program here today. This thing is really troubling, and I'm sure that you knew about it probably before we did, but let's start with your first blush take on it.
Well, take on it was, and we heard about this several weeks ago when it was first introduced, and it really didn't get traction in the public here about a week or two ago, but we have heard from just a variety of individuals, businesses, farmers that live and work in Northeast Indiana and Northwest Ohio who have some real concerns, as particularly with the cost that both financially and the loss of privacy. And the costs are extremely high when compared to the insignificant benefit to the government in collecting this mountain of private information. So as it concerns our clients, it starts to concern us as we interact with them on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one of the big issues that people really need to understand is that it would be very easy for people to think that this was, you know, was a problem that was foisted upon them by their financial institution. But you guys are kind of stuck in the middle of this thing because they're requiring you.
That is correct. It was originally proposed by the Treasury with just a $600 threshold for gross inflows and outflows. Nearly every bank account in the country would be captured by this newly proposed requirement. And so it captures all this information on almost every taxpayer. So the banking associations have been adamantly opposed, has been very involved in talking to our legislators, our senators, our representatives, talking to whoever we need to talk to in Washington, D.C. to try and get some traction to get this killed or stopped. It is very concerning in a lot of ways and a lot of manners.
Now, have you run some of the numbers to try and figure out the unbelievable expense it's got to be to deal with this from a paperwork standpoint, number one, but in addition to that, to have people on your staff that would be able to provide information? I mean, it's kind of like an audit, isn't it?
Yeah, it really would be, Rob. And from the aspect of what all exactly would be involved, they haven't issued what the final guidance would look like as far as the frequency, how this would be reported, and what all would be included. And so they threw this idea out there without a lot of forethought. They didn't consult the correct parties that D.C. really should have.
Right.
They could have reached out to consumer and business groups, to banks, to tax preparers, and said, okay, what really makes sense here? And when they did that, they created this confidence situation, because when you don't have confidence in decisions that are being made, you run into some real problems. And when there's not confidence, at some point it starts to impact economic activity. And I think that's what we're seeing right now.
You know, one of the things, Kent, that occurs to me in the bank's position is that in a lot of regards, whether it's spoken or unspoken, written down someplace or what, the bank kind of has a fiduciary responsibility to keep people's personal information secure as possible.
That is correct, because the proposal as proposed would put customer privacy and what we feel data security at risk, providing that all to the IRS, this mountain and mountain of information. And it has the potential to damage that customer relationship for banks of all sizes and shapes across the United States.
And, you know, in your position, my position, this started out being farmers and ranchers in our area and our concern for them. But to the point I think you just made there is this touches everybody. Everybody that has a transaction of $600 or more. Well, Kent, keep us informed if you see anything or hear anything with regard to this that's going to change anything or go in a different direction. Please keep us posted, and we thank you for your time today.
I would be glad to do that, because as we know, our communities really do like predictability, common sense solutions to problems, and consistency. And as you look at this proposals, it seems like it's just the opposite. But thank you so much for allowing me to speak today.
You bet. Kent Leakty with First Bank of Bern. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, and another great friend of you in the program, Dan Gordon from Gordon & Associates. He'll be up right after the news here at the bottom of the hour. All this happening on this special edition of the Pat Miller Program with Rob Winters, right here on Wobo 1190 AM 107.5 FM. Always here with the news at the top and bottom of each hour as we go throughout the day on the Pat Miller Program. Brian Davis from the Wobo Newsroom. We're going to go back to the newsmaker line. When I'm out with Rob Winters and we're out together, like at the farm show at the Coliseum and stuff, one of the guests we always have is Dan Gordon from Gordon & Associates. He helps an awful lot of people in 49 counties in the state of Indiana. So he knows farmers. He knows how to help them. He's going to help us with this problem. Dan, good afternoon to you, sir. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on the program, and good afternoon to you, Pat and Rob.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, Dan, we were on this morning with Kayla, and you had some interesting things to say, and we've been talking about it today on the air. But, you know, one of the things, not the least of which, is the paperwork nightmare that goes along with all of this. But one of the things that you mentioned this morning had to do with profiling. And, you got to understand that once the IRS is asking for all of this information, they're starting to build a profile. But you made some very good points about, I guess, the monstrous amount of work, number one, but also about the computer algorithms, because there's no way they're going to be able to handle this without using computers for it. And you have some serious questions with regard to that profile and those algorithms.
Yeah, my concern is that, compare this with 1099s. 1099s are related to a number that shows up on your tax return. So I get a 1099 from the bank. It tells me how much interest I earned on my account. Then I report that interest on my income tax return. And a year or 2 years later, after all of that information has been input into the IRS computer, the computer compares the two. And if there's a discrepancy, I get a nice letter. And it says, okay, please explain this. But the information that the IRS will get in terms of transactions going in and out of an account are not taxable transactions, and so they wouldn't show up on a tax return. So there's nothing there for the IRS to match. Instead, the IRS would have to look at all of this data and establish some parameters, algorithms, whatever you want to call them. They'd have to establish a parameter that said, okay, if we've seen this coming in relation to this taxpayer, whatever it might be, total dollars, numbers of transactions, always ending in zero, whatever, they have to look at it and say, okay, when does that cause us to get in touch with this taxpayer and ask questions? And you know, if you start thinking about it in those terms, what might it be about this information, these mounds of paperwork that they're going to gather, or computer, computer numbers?
Well, to that workload you're talking about. Not that I spend a whole lot of my time shedding tears for the IRS, but I don't know that they're geared up and ready to handle this. This is going to add a layer of workers and computers and all kinds of stuff on them. They're going to be chasing stuff that they can't chase. They've never chased it before, and they're going to be going after all of this. And I hate to get political here, but does the Biden administration really think that they can sic the IRS to go out and go after all this, and it's not going to do anything to the cost of that agency?
Well, I think that they're assuming that some of these funds in this $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill will go to the IRS, but I don't know if it's an accurate estimate of what the cost will be to the IRS to process all this additional information.
Yeah, we're talking to Dan Gordon. He's an attorney with Gordon and Associates. Dan, one of the other things that strikes me about this, and the people that I've talked to and interviewed with regard to it, are saying the same thing. Not only does this weaponize the IRS, but I think from a legal standpoint, talk to us about this. Because instead of innocent until proven guilty, you're guilty until proven innocent, essentially.
Yeah, you know, they will say you're innocent until proven guilty, but when you get the nice letter that says you have, you know, your transactions have, caused us to think about the situation, now you have to explain yourself.
Yeah, bells went off. We thought about you.
Other thing I wanted to ask about, Dan, is about the fact that the IRS, this leak, the IRS leak of federal tax returns, I mean, we're being asked to give them pretty much all the information on our life in a lot of regards, sacrificing not only our privacy, but security.
Sure. They basically have access to any information that would be there in the bank accounts. I mean, they look at it and say, okay, these transactions took place these dates, and I don't know whether they will have just numbers or whether they will have numbers and dates and payees, you know, who the money went to and who it came from.
I'm sorry to interrupt. We're almost run out of time, but Pat brought up an interesting point that you touched on as well, and that is this $600 limit. And you and I had spoken about that with regard to the $10,000 limit that's already in place. Talk to folks about that. Kind of explain that.
Well, there's currently a $10,000 limit for cash transactions. If you want to withdraw $10,000 from your account and you want cash, or if you want to put $10,000 into your account and it's a deposit in the form of cash, there's a report that's generated now that goes to the IRS, or it goes to someone. I'm not sure who it goes to, but the banks have to generate that report, then someone has the opportunity to look at it and say, okay, well, where did that money come from? Where is it going to? Is it related to drug transactions or whatever they want to look at? So there have been some comments coming out of Washington that, gee, $600 is going to generate way too many numbers, way too much paperwork. Maybe we ought to peg this information request that we're going to get to the $10,000 number. It's a number that's already there, and that would cut down on the paperwork. But still, they'd have to figure out what about these transactions would trigger a letter from the IRS.
Yeah, well, you get down to $600, and basically you've got every lemonade stand and and lawn boy on the planet in there. Dan, thanks so much for your time. I'm sorry we're out of time, but sure appreciate you being a part of this conversation today. Dan Gordon, he's an attorney. He is the founder of the Gordon and Associates in operating in 49 counties here in the state.
So we've talked to a senator, a banker, and an attorney, and Rob and I are going to kind of wrap it all up here together in this next segment coming up after the news at the top of the hour. From Washington, D.C., Philip Wegman, the White House correspondent for Real Clear Politics. But Rob and I will finish out the 4 o'clock hour. Hang on. We're coming right back, and we do it straight ahead right here on WOBO 1190 AM 107.5 FM. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It is the Pat Miller Program. I know that because I looked down and at the top of the sheet it says Pat Miller Program. So there you go. But today it's been the Pat Miller, Rob Winters Program. Our farm guy, farm director for WOWO has been with us today. First of all, Rob, thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure.
It's gone well. You've done well.
I was told to say that.
Yeah, he's the one that set up all of our guests for today. Because he knows these guys, especially like Dan and Kent, he deals with them. With the bank and with the attorney office, you do a lot with them, relative basically because of farming. I know normally you have them come by and talk to me when I'm out at the farm show, but these guys, they're not just talking about it right now just because it's convenient. This is what they do all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that basically is it. And the fact that this came across my desk with farm attached to it to begin with, because... You know, it occurs to me that one of the questions I didn't ask, and I should at some point, is that there was really an outpouring of this with the rural banks and not the big Mondo banks.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of wondering, you know, this kind of goes to the ethanol issue in I don't know if you're familiar with that, but ethanol made from corn, so it's kind of a big topic in the farm world. A lot of corn farmers around here. And, you know, ethanol versus big oil. You know, big oil, they got big checks. And so is it a big surprise to anybody that we're spending a whole lot of money, at least the Biden administration is pushing to spend a whole lot of money, several billion, on electric cars and electric recharging stations, and we're not having the similar conversation about spending billions of dollars in terms of making more blender pumps available? Because ethanol is one of the cleanest burning fuels out there, but we don't want to have that conversation. And so, as we're talking about this, I do the overlay and I think to myself, they're going after rural banks.
Yeah.
You know, what happened to the big guys?
Yeah. Well, and
too many big checks.
Well, and you wonder who's behind the scene here making sure that this
follow
doesn't
the money.
Come, yeah, this doesn't come and bother me. Right. Go bother that guy over there. You know, you deal with farmers a lot and can't you see a scenario? I mean, it's going to be hard enough for First Bank of Bern and for Gordon and Associates to keep up with everything going on. Let's be honest, it'll be hard for the IRS to keep up with everything because when they have a lot to keep up with, what happens is they start getting sloppy. And so now you got a lot of people getting into a lot of messes that they didn't earn. It's because there was a problem on the Washington, D.C. side of the thing.
Right.
So all this is going on. But just think about normal, average people like you and me. What a pain in the butt this is going to be.
Huh. Like I mentioned, it's like you're guilty until you can prove your innocence.
Yep.
And do you know how many hours that takes to do that kind of stuff?
Yep.
This is like when the Obama administration came out and they did the Waters of the U.S. issue. Well, a lot of people don't realize that what they were doing, that was a land grab. That was what Farm Bureau dubbed it as, a land grab, because here was one of the criteria. Any piece of water that they were claiming jurisdiction over, roughly about two-thirds of a mile in every direction of that, okay? So similar in nature is that you take this level of what we're talking about today, about having the IRS demand that banks give this information and take it down to $600, you know, thereby covering every college savings plan. You know, a young kid who mom and dad are trying to teach them good economics and have a savings account, you know, it's going to have $600 worth of transactions over the course of 1 year.
Okay, my quick take on this, there's almost nobody that's not going to have $600 of transactions over a year.
Bingo.
So what's going to happen here? Is this really a way to see what's going on? We got to make sure money isn't passing hands, that's not illegal, that's not drugs. Or is this going to be one other little thing that you can be taxed on? You know, you went over your 10 free $600 transactions this year.
You filled out the wrong piece of paper.
Yeah, so now you're going to start paying that 2% tax every time you do it. It's just ridiculous.
You didn't give it to us in three copies. And you know what their win rate is on this? Audits.
Yeah.
16%.
Yeah.
They say build back better.
Actually, what they mean is tax up faster. So exactly. That's what's happening. Rob, you hear him here every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock with WoWo Ag Matters. And you hear you every morning with Kayla. You start off at 5
and
o'clock.
Six or seven times a day, I always lose track.
Yeah, you keep showing up. Hey, we're going to be back straight ahead. Thanks for being with us, Rob. And thanks for being with us. We'll see you just the other side. And we'll have Philip Wegman right here on WoWo.
Podcasts by Federated Media.